And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Bob McClain!
Yeah, I love that text in the closing minutes of the last hour. There's a guy going down 85 towing a lit smoker. You gotta love it. And another texter says, Bob, the guy with the smoker has been on 85 before. He gets out there and he waits for the traffic to back up and then he opens a restaurant.
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
You want slaw on that or on the side? Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. In the air chair, of course, the attack dog of the right, your genial host, president of Insensitivity University, where our speciality is non-politically correct studies. And as always, it's great to have you along today. We carried the entire funeral of George H.W. Bush on our website today. We streamed it all day long, and it was pretty moving. It was really nice to see all the pomp and ceremony that is dragged out for a state occasion like that. And there were some interesting side notes there. For one thing, President Trump and the First Lady came in, sat down next to Barack and Michelle Obama, who are very friendly. The president reached across his wife, shake hands with former President Obama and the former First Lady, and they were very gracious. Bill Clinton cast sidelong glances. He was to the left of the Obamas, so Donald J. and Melania were on the right. He cast a sidelong glance in their direction. Hillary, on the other hand, stared icily ahead, daggers emanating from her eyes. So for forgive and forget, not when you're a Clinton. Great to have you along as we delve into the 5 o'clock follies today. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line. The number is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. We have heard a lot of discussion in the media about what the new Democrat-controlled Congress, Democrat-controlled House, that is, will be up to when they come into session in January. And, of course, the speculation prompted by things that have been said by Crazy Maxine and Pelosi and Chuck Hugh Schumer and the rest is that we'll see all kinds of investigations into the president's taxes and anything and everything that they can throw up against the wall, hoping to find something to stick in their never-ending quest to remove President Trump from the White House. But they are, after all, Democrats, and like a leopard, they don't change their spots. One of the left-leaning websites, Mother Jones, is reporting that Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat of California, is there anything else but a Democrat from California after all the ballot harvesting that went on out there? Mike Thompson met with gun control groups, including the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, Every Town for Gun Safety, the Center for American Progress, that's Soros's bunch, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, and the Gabby Giffords Group. Thompson asked them what they wanted, and a bill to criminalize private gun sales was on their wish list. And so this caught my attention, and I thought you would want to be aware of it. Thompson will sponsor legislation requiring a background check before someone may buy a gun from his neighbor, a coworker, to get a background check before buying a gun from a coworker, and so forth. The bill will go so far as to require a son to get a background check before a father can give him a gun as a gift. Private gun sales, of course, are illegal and have been an American tradition since 1791, which is the year the Second Amendment was ratified. Ironically, a ban on private sales would not have stopped one single mass shooting witnessed to this point in the 21st century, because nearly every mass shooter acquires his guns at retail via a background check. So, in other words, they're creating a law to solve a problem that's non-existent. The exceptions to the rule are the mass shooters who steal their guns. While the Democrats' gun control push will not prevent mass shootings, it will criminalize a grandfather for passing his goose gun to his grandson without the permission of the government. It will also criminalize a mother who gives her college-age daughter a revolver for self-defense, again, without getting getting government permission to do it. So there's a lot more that is on the plate for the incoming Democrats who are going to be in control of the House. The good news on this, of course, is that the Senate still controls the other side of the Hill, still controls the U.S. Senate, although there are, as we obviously saw during the Kavanaugh nomination proceedings in the Senate, there are plenty of squishy Republicans still around who may be more than willing to work with their friends across the aisle on the other side give them some assistance in getting some of this stuff passed. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, the Democrat media thinks the only good Republican is a dead Republican. Apparently, because they certainly said nasty stuff about him when they were alive. But now, of course, you know, they're being very gracious. Great show, Bobby Mack. Buddy's walks, he's a golden retriever. Buddy's walks are getting colder, but the day by the day, we enjoy your show every day and reruns podcasts on our weekends. Bobby, you've seen the picture? Have you seen the picture of George W. greeting the Obamas, who are smiling, and Trump is standing there? Look at Trump's expression, if looks could kill. Does Trump ever smile? Of course he does. Or does he always look like he's always PO'd about something? Bobby, Florida Georgia Line and other so-called artists need to stay out of politics, from Justin in Greenville. I wish they all would. Who cares what they think about politics? Bob, the gates of hell are wide open for Magog, the destroyer, a.k.a. George Bush Sr. I love conservatism, but he was a bad dude. Bob, Slick Willie's only side glance was at Melania. Yeah, I wanted to check her out. She was looking pretty good. Bobby, the Democrat. Oh, sorry, that one was a repeat. That one was sent more than once. Bobby, who says pigs can't fly? That guy out on Interstate 85 with a smoker was doing at least 60. Bobby, sorry, but you're making everybody hungry talking about the traveling smoker, from conservative Kitty Love Scott. Bob, don't forget, if you're not the lead dog on the sled, the view never changes. Gotcha. Bobby, about PETA and their new restrictions on using animals and expressions like, you know, take the bull by the horns. Those, you know, they're all out. All those expressions are gone. In fact, I think we actually had a report from Fox News on this. Mike Gunzelman has more on this. Go ahead, Mike.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals tweeting out, just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are. Oh, PETA then went on to tweet out an image of a chart that gives such suggestions as, instead of saying, kill two birds with one stone, they want you to say, feed two birds with one scone.
Uh-huh.
Or instead of saying that someone is going to be a guinea pig for a situation, PETA suggests saying someone is going to be the test tube instead. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
These people are, what's the word I'm looking for?
Wrong.
Yeah, that would be one word that I'm looking for. They have sailed off the edge of the map. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby and Mac Show. Also in on the text line, Bob, a good Republican is one who has eternally crossed the aisle to forever vote Democrat. Yeah, it's like the old joke. You know, my granddad was a lifelong Republican until he died, and then he voted Democrat every time after that. Bobby, if they're going to keep attacking gun rights, maybe we need to find a conservative to have a bill saying you have to have government permission and background check for your freedom of speech. You think they haven't thought of this? They're already trying to enforce it without any kind of background check. You know, they try and force it through their fascist political correctness. Why attack one when we can show the stupidity and attack what they love? Bob, who's to say when a gun was given as a present or handed down? And one of our Wazers keeping an eye on traffic this afternoon, Bobby, bad one, White Horse Road in Barria. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, the Democrats should just pass a law that makes it illegal to mass kill people. Problem solved, right? Just more laws to hinder us. Just what we need out of a new Democrat Congress. Appreciate that. Here we go. Time for today's edition of 5 Random Facts selected for you.
And now it's time for 5
Random Facts.
Here we go. 5 Random for Wednesday. What's the most expensive liquid in the world? Scorpion venom. $39 million per gallon. Because it could be the key to developing next-level medicines that could fight things like malaria, bone disease, and who knows, even cancer. That chung-chung sound from Law and Order, this one, it's a combination of nearly a dozen sounds, including a gavel, a jail door slamming, and 500 monks walking across a hardwood floor. The guy who made it wanted to create the effect of a judge's gavel, but didn't want to use the actual sound, so he did it electronically. The first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive died 15 years later when he slipped on an orange peel. Now, not making these up. Random fact number 4, Halle Berry was named after a department store. That's right. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio. Her mom loved a department store there called, you guessed it, Hallie's. And finally, the guy who invented Vaseline ate a spoonful of it every day. Ew. Don't think I want to add that to my diet, but didn't seem to hurt him any. He lived to be 92 years old. There you go. Boneheads in sorry, where's the clothes for a bonehead?
This has been today's edition of
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
Thank you all. Okay. Speaking of goofball stuff that the left manages to come up with, everything now is offensive. Couple of cops in Minnesota placed on paid leave Friday after a photo of a Christmas tree with ornaments that were deemed racist outside a precinct surfaced on social media. The guys in the 4th precinct of the Minneapolis Police Department decided to put this Christmas tree on display, and they came up with the ornaments that they thought were appropriate related to their work. The tree was littered with police tape, you know, crime scene, do not cross, an empty can of Steel Reserve malt liquor, a cup from Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, tags of chips, and packs of Newport cigarettes. As you might imagine, the BLM folks, Black Lives Matter, in the Twin Cities posted a photo online last week, and their heads started exploding. It quickly spurred outrage from other members of the black community as well as local officials. Quote, these pieces of trash were deliberately chosen to represent how certain officers feel about the community they serve, that black people are a stereotype to be mocked, and the lives of those they serve may as well be reduced to trash in the gutter, said City Councilman Philippe Cunningham. The Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, spoke vehemently against the incident, saying this behavior is racist, despicable, and is well beneath the standards of any person who serves the city of Minneapolis. Racism and intolerance is absolutely unacceptable, and that should be especially true in the case of our city employees. An internal investigation found two officers, not being publicly identified, added their own ornaments to the tree as a joke after it was already decorated. The mayor called the officers responsible for the prank to be fired by the end of the day, but a spokesperson for the mayor later retracted his statement. While Mayor Frey's earlier statement reflects his sentiment, he recognizes there is a legally required process that must be followed. Yeah, that's right. You got to go through the police union. He has full faith in Police Chief Madaria Arredondo to see that process through in a timely manner. This isn't the first time officers in the 4th Precinct have been accused of being racist. The community recently mourned the third anniversary of the 2015 fatal shooting of 24-year-old Jamar Clark. So there is that. There's one thing that we definitely know about the left. They have zero tolerance for that kind of stuff, of course. But the reasoning behind it is that people on the left have absolutely zero sense of humor. None. Zip. Zero. Nada. 5:23. Can we take a break yet, Moneypenny? We're waiting for the computers to reboot. Gotcha. Open the pod bay doors, Al. Hal, I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. I'm a Hal 9000 computer. I can sing a song. In on the text line 71307, Bob, Vaseline can be mixed with jelly to make jamboline. Ew. Bobby Mac, does that mean I can't say to PETA, I don't give a rat's butt? And I don't. What they believe I can or cannot say. I'm going to speak my mind as I see fit. Your option to accept it or not, from Robert in Honeypath. Bob, do you approve of country music star Toby Keith expressing his political views? No, I don't care what any of them think. As the saying goes, what's good for the goose? I think you know the rest. I do know the rest. And I just don't care what any of these people think about politics. I don't tell them how to sing. They shouldn't tell me what to believe about political issues. Bobby Meemaw said that maybe them doctors doing that Lego test should have had a few spoonfuls of Vaseline and it would have speeded up the results. I suspect that's true. Bobby, I love animals and treat them very well, but I prefer eating tasty animals like deer, cow, pigs, etc. This one looks like the end of a previous message somehow didn't make it. Sorry about that. Bob, are PETA members anti-vaxxers? Does that mean anti-vaccination? Not sure. Bobby, what's next? We can't say we worked like a dog because it's cruelty to animals. These people from Nayland. Bob, so I guess these days we are what? Bringing home the tofu? Yeah. can't say bringing home the bacon. That's not going to fly. Bob, if you continue to use abusive language to animals, PETA will beat you like a junkyard dog. Or something similar. Bob, I believe that PETA is suffering seriously from cranial vacancy. Yeah. Bob, once again, PETA proves they're full of nothing but hogwash. Jim in Easley. Bobby, maybe I'm just a silly goose, but I don't remember anyone dying and placing PETA in charge of what we can say. Now, Bob, that other word you were looking for, the people at PETA are effing crazy. Right. Bob, a test tube PETA, isn't that practicing inanimate objectivism? Probably. Who can keep track anymore? Bob, my opinion is these vegans are a bunch of meatheads. To channel Archie Bunker. Bob, the reason Democrats think the only good Republican is a dead Republican is because dead Republicans, of course, turn into Democrat voters. Gotcha. And I think that, I thought I was caught up with the text line there momentarily, but more. Bob, Newport SIGs and Steel Reserve? Maybe I'm not black. Gotcha. Bob, here's one that PETA should have considered. Is it still okay to say, how about them dogs? No. And hunker down, hairy dogs. No, that's gone as well. Bob, why don't the people at PETA understand? They have no business trying to force their beliefs on anyone. Bobby Mack, is Toby Keith a lefty? I don't know if he is or not. I don't care. I like his music. He writes good stuff. I don't care if he's a Democrat or Republican, whatever. I don't care if he's an independent. Bob, they say humor is tied very closely to a person's level of intelligence. Yeah, that would explain why they don't have any sense of humor on the left. Bob, the left doesn't have a sense of humor, nor can they detect sarcasm. Bobby, are we certain those Minneapolis police officers really aren't atheists? And they were protesting the holiday tree? Yeah. Bob, it seems pretty apparent that those who consistently cry racist over and over are, in effect, the most racist people in the country. Coming up on 529, is Annie in the news center, Moneypenny? Let's see if we can get her back in there, and we can go ahead and get the newscast out of the way. Probably sans audio, I would imagine, since we're waiting for our master computer to reboot with the HAL 9000. taking a snooze at the moment. Takes a while for this bad boy to reboot. Annie back in the news center yet? Who's she talking to? Oh, okay. Good. We'll get her in there. Because I have padded here for the last 24 minutes. And I didn't think it was possible, but I believe I've just about talked myself out here without a break. Yeah. Annie! We got her back in the news center so I can take a brief time out here. Oh, one more on PETA that just came in on the text line, too. Bob, I guess now we need to change the names of the Tigers and Gamecocks? Yeah. Bobby, I'm all for changing those sayings. I mean, after all, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Oh, Annie's ready to go in the news center? Yeah. I don't know if she'll have any audio or not, because I'm not sure if her computer is up or not. But in any event, she can bring us up to speed on what's going on. Here is the lovely and talented Annie Robards in the 1063WORD.com News Center. I believe that is referred to as sampling in this day and age, where they steal a little bit of the Mission Impossible theme before they get into the real song. 5:37 here, 23 before 6, the Bobby Mack Show. We believe that HAL 9000 is now awakened and has come back into service here. In on the text line, Bobby, stop by McDonald's in Greer. The guy at the window said they were going to have to close the store because three people who worked the grill didn't show up. What does that tell you? Tells me that robots are probably on the way. Matt from Inman says, Bob, PETA needs to get their ducks in a row. Yeah, no kidding. Bobby, because of Trump, I've lost a lot of Facebook friends. You know what? I don't miss any of them. Gotcha. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Oh, we got some real winners in here. Speaking of Mickey D's, trips to McDonald's don't get more expensive than this. Cops in Sheffield, England, pulled a guy over for speeding a few days ago. His excuse for breaking the speed limit? He was going so fast because he'd just gotten food at Mickey D's and he wanted to rush home to eat it before it got cold. I don't know. Might have been made a couple of days ago and it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Anyway, got a speeding ticket and his car ended up being towed. I know that there are a lot of crazed fans out there, but this is a bit much. There is a Cal State Northridge female basketball fan who screams every time an opposing player shoots a free throw. They actually featured her on SportsCenter last night because she is somewhat annoying, which you may have guessed. Here are the play-by-play guys talking about her, and you get to hear her in action.
A lead goes to the free throw line, and now we hear a lady from Northridge yelling.
Every free throw.
Oh my. Settle down.
She was doing it all night.
All night.
All night.
In the Northridge jersey.
Correct. Where do you get one of those?
At the Northridge team store, right that, there on campus.
Yeah. .edu or .com?
Here we come. Big free throw there.
She could probably get on your last nerve. Let's see. What else do we have in the boneheads list for? Oh, yeah. This is pretty bizarre. You know, of course, they've had nasty weather in parts of the Midwest. Well, the steam from a factory in Nebraska caused parts of the state to get an extra 2 inches of snow on Monday. Here's a guy from the National Weather Service explaining the meteorological science behind it.
We have heat and steam, which is moisture, just added to the atmosphere.
Right.
And when that goes up in the atmosphere on a day like today, right, you end up getting additional clouds and snow crystals to form.
Sure.
Now, after those form, the wind continues to blow and pushes them downstream.
Uh-oh.
It was a day where it was set up for light snow to fall, but if you were downwind of this particular narrow snowband, you got a little bit more than everyone else.
Okay, well, there's the scientific explanation for exactly what happened there. I guess if you have murder on your mind, despite what the gun control advocates may believe, you use whatever weapon is at hand. 44-year-old Wendy Thomas, Erie, Pennsylvania, just pleaded guilty to murdering her 44-year-old boyfriend, Keno Butler, back in March. How did she accomplish this? Well, Wendy checks in at over 300 pounds. Keno only weighed 120, and she crushed him. Apparently, they had an argument because she was overserved and decided she wanted to smoke crack, and he didn't. Well, they wound up on the couch where she literally smothered him to death. By the way, she also cut him on the hand with a knife and hit him with a table leg during the fight as well. Wendy pleaded guilty to third-degree murder Monday. She's looking at 18 to 36 in the big house. At least this guy, I guess, gets extra credit for dedication. An armed attacker pursued a pair of shooting victims through the city and to the entrance at the University of Kansas Medical Center. The police chief in KC, Terry Ziegler, said the shooting appeared to have stemmed from a domestic, as many of these do. Police were called about 11:30 Monday night to a shooting. After they were called to the scene, they took the folks to the hospital. The two victims, male and female, who had been injured in the shooting, drove themselves to the hospital seeking help. Unfortunately, they were pursued by the shooter. And at the hospital, the male victim got out of his vehicle, tried to run inside the hospital's main entrance, but it was locked for late night hours. The suspect caught up with the victim and shot him again at the doors. It's one thing, you know, when you kind of lose your temper and want to start shooting folks, but when you follow them to the hospital to finish it off, seems a bit extreme. Meantime, police say a man held another man at gunpoint, bound him to a chair, and then told him he could choose between death in the desert or having a nail hammered through his genitals. Ugh. Jason D. Maughan got into a fight with a man who was his roommate. He was living in the home with him. During the argument, Maughan held a shotgun to the other man's head, made him sit in a chair, then handcuffed him to the armrests. Maughan then told the victim he could either be taken to the desert to be killed or he could drive a nail into his private parts. Wow. Maughan charged with aggravated kidnapping, domestic violence, aggravated sexual assault. The list goes on and on. He was booked into the jail in Salt Lake. Meantime, how about this woman? Drove down a busy highway with a police officer on the hood of her car. What? Yeah, she's charged with attempted manslaughter and assault, along with other charges. Seems like a script out of an action movie, but Maryland State Police say 25-year-old Danae Holly of Washington, D.C., actually accelerated into a police officer and kept driving down the highway on Monday. Officer Christopher Jordan was able to call it in. He was off duty just before 8 in the morning when he observed a hit and run involving three cars. The driver of the Chevy Impala fled the scene. The person wanted to get out of there. He had advised her he was a police officer, and she accelerated toward him, proceeding to drive about a mile down Interstate 270, going as fast as 80 miles an hour with the officer clinging to the hood. Eventually, Jordan was able to safely roll off the hood of the car with the information given from his description of the vehicle, and he had been up close and personal with it. She was arrested and charged with attempted manslaughter, two counts of assault, and reckless endangerment. quite a crew that we lined up for you today. There is the Hump Day Wednesday edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We go to the phones when we come right back here on Wednesday. Thank you. Great to have you along. 5:51, 9 before 6. If you just tuned in the last few minutes, you missed the half-hour marathon at the beginning of the bonus hour today. It was quite a treat. It you know, computers are going to make our lives easier just any day now. But when the computer decides it's time for a nap, you know, there's no way you can persuade it to come back until it's darn good and ready. To the phones we go here at 8:46 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Ralph is next up. He's in Spartanburg. Hi, Ralph, and welcome to the program.
Paul, this is Ralph. I'm in the top of a flying of 85. I've spotted a water retention tank sitting in the middle lane up against the retaining wall between Woodruff Road and Pelham Road.
Uh-oh. What is it you spotted again, Ralph?
You know how people collect rainwater, those retention tanks?
Yeah. Like a rain barrel?
No, they're square now.
Oh.
And they have they're cubed, and they have a galvanized retaining cage around them, and it looks brand new.
Wow. And it's sitting where, Ralph?
Between Woodruff Road and Pelham Road, heading north, up against the retaining wall in the middle.
Jeez.
You know, it makes me think about the Dumbo song, I just done seen about everything, because I drive 85.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is an experience. And when you couple that with earlier in the hour, the guy going down 85 with a lit smoker. You know,
what was he smoking, Bob?
Well, we're inquiring minds want to know, Ralph, but we're not quite sure what was smoking in there. But at least now, I guess after all the rain we had, you know, if you need something to wash it down, there you go. Just pull over right there on the side of the road. And
I love seat sitting in the right lane one day, and the trailer truck comes down, and when it hit it, it was like shrapnel everywhere.
Oh, man.
Slow that truck down.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we kid about it, but can pose a, as they say, clear and present danger.
Yeah.
Well, so thanks.
I want you guys to know, Bob, I'll be bringing you a Christmas present by later on.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's one of my mama's homemade sweet potato pies with my tweak on the recipe because I use stevia extract instead of sugar.
Right.
So we're low carb, but it is delicious.
Sweet. Hey, I appreciate that, Ralph. Very kind of you.
That'll be my business, and you're going to be my advertiser. just don't talk with your mouth full.
Happy to do it, and no all payola right. is involved.
God bless you. Thanks.
You too, Ralph. You take care, brother. Bobby, I almost hit that tank. 3:45 this afternoon. Gotcha. Bobby, I want to start a petition for the song I Can't Drive 55 to be changed to I Can't Drive 85 as the theme song for the interstate. It is proven to be an obstacle course today. Bobby, that water tank Ralph is talking about is a chemical tote. Oh, boy, even better. Heaven knows what's inside that thing. Maybe that scorpion venom we were talking about in Five Random Facts earlier. Bobby, in Boneheads today, the police officer being stuck on the hood of the car reminds me of Police Academy 2, when Officer Feckler, the accident-prone one, was trying to prevent his wife from going to the academy. I can't believe I remembered that. Yeah, isn't it amazing what the brain will retain? Bob, no kidding, a really bad wreck on Highway 101 near BMW. Oh, boy, that's a great spot for one. Anything else that I need to catch? Oh, yeah. Bob, PETA, how about getting a camel through the eye of a needle? Yeah, that's not going to. That dog is not going to hunt. There you go, PETA. Bobby, about today's referencing today's Boneheads, you're going to smoke crack and be 300 pounds? Apparently. Now, I noticed today, even with the U.S. mail not being delivered, still a lot of Amazon Prime trucks and FedEx, other delivery vehicles out there, which is why the Bobby Mac semi-professional players provide this as a sound of the season.
Rip-off time is here. You should really fear. I'm looking for what houses don't have any camera gear.
I want to rip you off.
Near the door, who could it be for? Now it's for me. I can't wait to see. I wonder what's in store. Maybe it's a drone or a new iPhone. So many things Amazon brings, I'm gonna take them home. Rip-off time is here. Hope your house is all clear. I might begin to just break in. Oh no, their dog is here.
There you go. We call it the Porch Pirate Song. So heads up, it is that time of year. Bonus hour still to come here on Hump Day.